This week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, beware of retroactive benefits. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And I'm Jim Solnier, a certified financial planner.
And thank you for joining us on this week with helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. A number of times in the past, we've talked about the topic called retroactive benefits. I'll give you a quick summary of what retroactive benefits are all about. But if you want the detailed explanation, you can always search our website in the little search box in the upper right-hand side, and it'll find all of the posts that we've made dealing with retroactive benefits. Retroactive benefits is a feature of Social Security claiming that allows you, once you've reached your full retirement age, to actually backdate your application and claim in a lump sum all the benefits back a maximum of 6 months or back to your full retirement age, whichever is shorter. The reason they have this in, I believe, is that a lot of times people forget to go claim. And once they realize, they gave them this opportunity to essentially have a six-month grace period where they would say, you know what, if you want to backdate your application, we'll allow you to, and we'll send you all of the money that you missed out on up to 6 months of a grace period. Would you agree, Jim? Isn't that kind of the reason?
That's pretty much the way it works, and I would assume that's the reasoning behind it, which makes total sense.
Right. Now, be aware, this doesn't start as a feature until you've reached your full retirement age.
Well, right, so let's just expand on that. If somebody files for benefits early, say at age 63, they are not going to be entitled to any retroactive benefits. They can't go in at 63 and say, you know what, give me 6 months retroactive benefits and my early retirement benefit. You can't. You have to wait to your full retirement age. And I guess you have to wait till 6 months past your full retirement age to get the full 6 months. If you go there, your full retirement age and 3 months past, you can get as much as 3 months back benefit. But also, Chris, explain, you don't get your cake and eat it too. They recalculate.
Right. The benefit of waiting, we've discussed a lot of times, the benefit of waiting to claim is that you will receive a higher monthly benefit for the rest of your life if you start receiving benefits later. So a lot of people intend to do that, but this is where it plays into the whole retroactive thing. If you claim retroactively, that is, in essence, backdating your application. So you're giving up on those 6 months of what would be called delayed retirement credits, which 6 months worth is essentially going to be about a 4% of the amount that you would normally receive had you waited. So that's the trade-off. I'm going to get a lump sum, but I'm going to forever and ever have 4% lower monthly payment than I would otherwise have received. Well, that brings us to the story behind this blog post. It's come to our attention that by default, the Social Security regulations, when you go in and you apply for benefits, the system by default wants to award you retroactive benefits unless you expressly disclaim the retroactive feature. Now, this can come back to bite you in the following way. If you intended to delay retirement or delay claiming until age 70, which we've discussed is the maximum benefit for which you would be owed from the Social Security system, if you go in and file right prior to your age 70, the system's going to default to retroactively claiming for you. Now, the good news is you'll get a six-month lump sum payment, but you'll once again be permanently reducing your monthly benefit. If that's not what you want to do, you have to be very, very clear, and it has to be notated the reason why you are disclaiming that retroactive benefit for yourself. They will do it, but you have to expressly ask for it. They will offer to give you the 6 months benefit right up front, and that's the way the system defaults. But unless you override that with them, you're going to get that maybe in the long term, permanently harming you by reducing your monthly benefit.
Right. You decided to blog on this topic because we were talking about a situation that happened to somebody, and you can share with our listeners the situation, but they wanted to wait to age 70. So they were trying to do everything right. They wanted to wait to age 70. They wanted to get their maximum benefit. They went into Social Security's office 3 months before they wanted to begin claiming, which is what Social Security says. But Social Security defaulted them to a retroactive benefit, and they were a little confused on what was going on, and they ended up with a retroactive benefit lump sum check, but also a permanent reduction of their benefit. In other words, they didn't get quite to age 70 because Social Security backdated their application. Why don't you share what happened there?
Well, essentially, that they had backdated them 9 months earlier than what they intended. They intended to have their benefits start at age 70. They just, like most people, had gone in about 3 months before to make sure everything was set to go so that the check starts right on time. Well, with the 6 months of retroactivity applied, they effectively had applied 9 months before they intended.
Right. What happened when they went in 3 months early, they used that as the date that they wanted to begin receiving, I would imagine, and then they retroactively went 3 months earlier, so that chopped nine...
6 months earlier.
So that chopped 9 months. Remember, to get the full 8% delayed retirement credit between 69 and 70, this was the last year these people were going to get 8% for waiting. To get that 8%, you have to go the full 12 months without claiming. So what happened, they went in 3 months early and applied, might have been some miscommunication going on, and they essentially began receiving benefits or essentially applied for their benefits 3 months early, and that 3 months plus the 6 months retro chopped 9 months off of the 12 months they had to wait, so they did not get the full 8%. They got about 2%, and their benefits were permanently reduced by 6%.
Now, the good news is they caught this issue, and they went back and, I guess, effectively complained, gave the money back, the lump sum amount back, and asked Social Security to fix this, which they did end up doing.
Well,
but they not brought that to their attention, that's how it would have worked out.
Well, remember, you're entitled to one redo. You're entitled to one redo, so I don't think these people have had used their redo, and within the first 12 months of claiming, you can go back and fix mistakes or stop and pay it all back.
Right.
So most likely that's what happened. They picked up on it. They went back. They paid that lump sum back and said, no, that's not what we wanted to do. We wanted to claim at age 70. Now, Chris and I are not saying lump sum is bad or backdating is bad. We have clients that specifically want to backdate. I have one in particular that backdated in January, and he's using the 6 months lump sum check that he got. Because remember, when they backdate, they essentially, if you go in, he went in at age 67. His full retirement age was 66. He went in at age 67. He got a six-month lump sum check, but they factored his benefits as if he retired at 66 and a half, not 67. But he used that six-month check, Chris, to put a new roof on his house.
Yeah. So there's the key isn't, or the issue isn't do or do not in some, always applied rule. It's more make sure you know the trade-offs. Make sure you fully understand. It isn't just free money they're handing you. They're going to hand you a lump sum in exchange for you being willing to accept a lower benefit for the rest of your life.
Right. The thing we want you to know is it's the default is to give you the retroactive check. If you fell victim to this, as the person we alluded to in this blog post, remember, you have a 12-month redo. You can walk into Social Security's office. You have to pay back all the money associated with that particular claimant's benefits. So if you got a lump sum check and three monthly checks, you have to pay that lump sum check back and the three monthly check back. You don't have to pay any interest, but you have to pay it all back. And if you pay it all back, you can redo and start over and get it done right. But if you like the lump sum check, it's simple math, people. Look at how much less you're getting per month. Divide that by the lump sum that they're giving you, and that's how many months you have to live. And if you think you're going to live longer than that, you may want to redo it. If you think you're going to live less than that, you may want to keep it. If you don't know, flip a coin.
So if you have any questions on this or any other topic we discuss on the blog here, please contact us. Otherwise, we will talk to you next week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Saulnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.